Hey guys, and welcome back to the BMP podcast, and welcome to 2024. So today I have a long awaited guest, and this is
Maiwa.
If for people who don't know her, that don't know how you don't know her, Maiwa is one of my best friends. I met her in Canada in 2015 when I first came to Canada.
9 years.
Yeah. So she will tell us our story later, but that's just for context. So as always, we usually start off with good news. And my good news is that we came into 2024. The Lord has started it off well and finished it well.
Amen.
I'm going back to school in a few days. I'm sure by the time this comes up, I will already be in school. What else do I want to say is my good news? I'm doing this with my baby girl. I think that that's all I have to share with you for now. More to come.
My good news is that I'm actually finally doing this. I feel like this is the first time I'm usually behind.
You've been in front of the camera somewhere else.
No, like with your podcast.
Oh, yeah, she's usually behind the scene.
I'm behind the scene, and this is the first time, and I'm like in front of it. So, yeah, that's a good news. And actually, my good news is I got to spend Christmas with her, like that she came home.
See, I'm a gift, you know.
And that we're seeing the new year. My family and my friends are doing well, and I'm grateful to God for that.
Yay! Okay, so today's the Get to Know Me segment is going to just be us introducing how we became friends and stuff like that. Today's topic is about friendships and the seasons of friendship. So to start off, I'm going to let Maiwa tell us the story of how we became friends. How did we become friends? Let me see what she's saying to see.
How did we become friends?
If it's true or not, I think.
It's a good question. I think we, in 2015, am I meant to do the dramatic story?
No, it's not necessary, please.
Okay. In 2015, we came together for like school. And I was new. I didn't know anyone. I just was dumped me in my as in my teenager age.
Yeah, I've reached almost the end now. At that time, you're really 17. Now you're reached.
Okay, yeah, we're almost done. But anyways, coming into a new land, nobody. I had a family friend here. And somebody in a building, she was in a different building from me, so she was the only one I knew in the entire school. She was in a different building from me. Someone I had met someone in a building who I met again in the dining room, because I finished unpacking my stuff. I went to the dining room to like get some food, and I saw this person that I had met from her building, and he was sitting down with the lovely and we said that, so he called me because I didn't know anyone on I didn't know anybody else except him at that moment. So I went to the table, and he was like, oh, she's also a new student, she's also like, we had a college then, so she's also going to FIC, you're going to FIC. And then I think I asked her for her name. She told me her name. Then I asked her for what course she was doing. And surprisingly, we're doing exactly the same course. I asked her for our future intention. Future what?
Intention? You want to marry me? She asked me, why am I doing the course?
What
like,
what course?
Like future career.
Future career. That's the one I'm looking for. I get husband. Future career. And then she was like, oh, she wanted to do medicine. And at that moment, I was also on the same path. And then I think we even discussed about health challenges. I don't know why, but anyways, we discussed about it, and we had like the same medical condition. And so it was like, oh, and I think, I don't know if it was then I told her that we're going to be friends. And truly, We have been friends. I think after that day, we walked back to our hostels. We were not in the same hostel. We were like the adjacent hostels. But then I think since then, because now we were going to the same school, going to the same class and everything. So we used to we'll go to school together. We'll go to dining together. And I think after like a month or two, was it up to a month? I practically, one person was always in each other's room. Moved into her room, basically. I was always there or she was always in my room, one of them. And since then, like they say, the rest is
history. She's not like, yeah.
That's is there any part you can remember?
There's not. I don't remember anything. I can't see that man and walk past.
I know his name.
Yeah, am I?
I don't remember. I know this, like that was what happened. Yeah, it was very interesting. My backstory to that was when I came here. When I came to Canada for school, I am a friendly person for most of the time. I make friends easily, and so I made friends when I first came, but the friendship was seemed more surface level. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was expect. I think I knew early on, or I can tell early on when I might be close to someone or there's mm-hmm. something that might make me like closer to you. So I remember like being, I came with my parents and my dad left after a week or two. My mom was still here for a month. I remember telling my mom that I'm scared that I'm not going to have a real friend. That I'm just going to have to be doing surface friendship with everybody just to survive. Mm-hmm. This is like the first week. And so I prayed to my dear Lord and Savior for a friend. And I meet her and we clicked. Like we didn't have the
growing awkward friendship.
Like really, it didn't happen. So I think she has spoiled me because I think I expect that from people now. And that's just not how life is. Not every friend is like that. And it doesn't mean that they're not my friends. They're not good friends too, but I think that when I first moved to Ross, I was struggling with that. And I've made good friends there. But I was struggling because I was expecting that instant connection. Mm. And I didn't automatically have it to that depth. So it worried me. But friends I made there are great. So that was my backstory to that.
I think I also prayed before I came to Canada. I'm not lying. No, for real. I had to go and knew that. I think that was when I was taking my Christian life seriously, right? I was like, Jesus, you have to help me. Give me a new start, new fresh beginning. And then you have to send right people my way. And glory. I think that prayer was answered.
That's great. So that was how we met. So what's the next important thing you need to know regarding our friendship? Let me see what I want to ask and if I want to ask to that depth before I come and disgrace myself on the internet. What is the one moment when you were like, we're going to be friends, which after that time when you first met me, and then like this person goes to my life for a long time, and then one is the moment that you're like, you're not sure. It's going to be my life for a long time.
Go I'm ready first.
For her to attack me.
Go first.
I think for me, it would be so how I knew this person was doing. Because, like she said, we clicked instantly, but we didn't call ourselves best friends. But I think people called us best friends
before we called ourselves.
And I think because we had other best friends before we came to Canada. For me, that was partly why too. To me, I was like, time will tell if this person will be my best friend. So let's give it time.
Right.
What's true now? Is that kind of
no true? Kind of,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think when I realized, I was like, okay, this person is going to stay in my life a long time. I think was when we had moved off campus, and it wasn't the house we just moved out from, but that first house that was in like Hastings area. And I was sick. And then I think I was sick there, and we had to go to the hospital. I didn't want to go to the hospital. No, I remember. because in that house, I didn't want to go to the hospital. I had gone to the hospital before when I was on campus, and the process was just long and not fruitful.
Sadly.
So this time, I didn't want to go to the hospital. I was not interested in going to the hospital. And people were trying to get me to go to the hospital. My mom was on the phone. I wanted to break my head. That why am I not going to the hospital? She was the only one who was like, I don't, like, she knew I didn't want to go to the hospital and why I didn't want to go to the hospital. And she prayed. I remember, like, she called 811. She tried everything she could to make sure that I was fine at home and I'd be well at home. And, like, followed up without me going to the hospital and wasting my time. With all due respect, I'm going into healthcare. But I did not want to do that. And then when my mom came, and my mom came after that because I think they said I had a, that was when they said gallstones.
Yeah.
So I had to see a gastroenterologist, some form of surgeon. So she went with me to see this person. And the way she was acting like my mother, she was really asking questions. And she was so much more scared than I was, which was worrying me because I was not scared initially. She made me scared. But then I think the amount of concern and involvement from someone who was my friend was why I was like, okay, this person needs to be in my life for a long time. And yeah, she clicked with my mom. So obviously she's not going anywhere. So yeah, I think that was it for me. When I was not sure that we would stay friends was...
I'm excited to hear this.
It wasn't like a fight. I don't think it was because of a fight. Fights have never really been the reason I don't think me and somebody will not be friends. Or maybe it was a series of disagreements, maybe that was contributing to it, but we were distant. This was this was a time when I felt like I was going through some form of depression. I wasn't really vocal about it. This was after post school, I think lockdown 2020. And then we were in the same house, but we're distant. And I felt she was happier with other people than with me. And I had gotten to the point where I was starting to feel tired of Vancouver. And so I was like, if I leave here, there's really nothing keeping me here anymore. If the person that I'm closest to at that point in time is happier with other people than with me. So I was like, I can't leave. So I don't think it was like we had a fight or like she did something to me. It was more of I observed her being happier with other people than with me. And so I felt like and we weren't as close anymore. So I felt like maybe this person might not stay in my life a long time, especially I wasn't sure I was staying in Vancouver anymore for longer after that. We eventually had a conversation partly about it. Like I think I would tell her about like a friend that I felt she was closer to here, or she preferred here to me, and she was talking more or whatever it was. I can be somewhat childish. I'm very vocal about my feelings, but I'm feeling insecure. May I tell you, if you're my friend and I'm close to you, may I tell you? And so we've kind of spoke about it, and she shared how that I was doing to her apparently that I did not know. And we figured it out somewhat. We're still figuring it out. But yeah, so I realized that, we're going to be all right.
Do you know that I don't really have a very clear recollection of this? I feel like from what you're saying, I think I can make out what you're saying. No, to be very honest. Well, like, I'm trying to remember.
Why don't you have a clear collection? What I just said about, like, the period when we went to school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, the period, like, where you said, like, you were, like, semi-depressed.
Oh, yeah, you won't have no. Unless I opened my mouth and told you.
What was I doing? Was I still in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Me and Steph, I was going to relapse. I was calling for relapse. That was the period I was doing organic chemistry.
Yeah, probably. Because this was like your last year.
Yeah, my dear. I would have known. My last year. This school showed me. It showed me where. And I think it was also like different phases of life. Like you were done.
We literally like, I think the seasons of our friendship started around that 2019. Because when I finished school was end of 2019. And we're now suddenly in different phases of life.
Yeah.
And we've continued that trend.
so well since then, my dear. But anyways, for me, you know what? I'm trying to think about it. Apart from that day, I think honestly, for me, on that day, I kind of had the feeling like we'd be close, like, because I clicked. But it was not just the fact that I clicked with you; it was also the fact that I had like this peace in my mind that, like, you know, why I've been looking
the
for
universal us. Language of a Christian.
It's not just I beg. Anyways, now I'm looking for another word, but it was just the fact that I just felt like kind of assured, like it just felt like I was seeing a prayer point being answered, right? So I felt kind of like assured in that moment. And I think over time, I think it grew from there, and also the fact that, like, this person would constantly like make sacrifices, and I think it was just the fact, I don't know, I think. For me, I can't really think. I can't pinpoint.
If you don't, let me think.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint one thing that I'd say you've done that. I feel like our friendship has grown over the years, and it's the fact that we have grown through the different stages, and the fact that for every time when there's been like a misunderstanding, there's been a willingness to like clear through it. Like, okay, let's walk through it. Let's understand what's going on here. And also, like, the intention that is being put into our friendship is something I would say that has made it grow over the years. But for me, the time I knew that this person would be my friend was that day.
Now that I'd be your friend, I would stay in your life a long time.
Stay in my life for a long time.
If it's 2 days, it's fine.
I don't know what moment. That's the sincere truth. If I tell you people there's one moment, I'm going to be lying to you. But I just feel like it's just the fact that it has, in certain moments of doubt over the years, God has constantly like used it to remind me, used this friendship to remind me of his love, remind me that this person is a friend and also I think that's it for me. There are different things, like what she said, like we both know our medical history as if the other person is the we know details about ourselves and all that. It just feels like, oh, if something, so to me, I won't say that's a reason why, right? Because I feel like somebody else who is your friend can do that. Right? So it's just the fact that me personally, I just feel like God has used it to remind me of his love for me. God constantly also reassures me of the need, like that this is still a friend that will be in my life and all. So that's it for me. A time where I felt like I wasn't sure. I think I'm trying to just not drag this girl by the skull.
Yeah, I'm the best that you're going to drag me.
But like, do maybe has this thing where if she can throw me, if she can put me inside her bag, like, so I think you're very like attached.
Oh yeah, I can be very attached. I've never really said it.
So there was one time where we were having unnecessary, she would say she doubted my love and my friendship for her. She just comes up with different things per year. I think we have gone through the phase of, oh, I don't think you love me, I don't think you care about me. We have gone through, I don't think we're really friends. Then we have gone through, oh, you're just on your own, your thought is inside, you're not sharing your thoughts. What does that
mutual look? Just so that we put it out there, because it's making it sound like it's only me that says these things. Me, trash. I say,
I've said my own. I've said it.
Continue.
But yeah, we've gone through like different phases like that, and sometimes I'm just like, what else do you want me to do? Should I remove my heart from inside myself? Should I be a master in another? You put it back so that you can see, or do you want to go to the heavenlies and go and pray, God, is this person my friend? Show me.
Oh my God.
So I feel like there are just sometimes where it was like, what else do you want from me? Like, what will prove to you that we are friends? And I'm like, you know what? What will be with me?
Isn't it just sharing an insecurity?
No, I know, I understand. I've grown. I've come to learn. But at some point in life, I don't think I understood it, right? And I don't think I ever... Because I've always been able to, like being like groups of friends and everything. And I don't think I ever really understood the perspective. But I think over time, I got to really understand your perspective of what it is. That it's not that you're saying, like, because we are all friends. We're all friends and everything. That is not really about, oh, I don't think we're friends. It's just that I need your attention. That's what she's saying, in another word. It's that I miss you. But to say that I miss you, she does not know how to say it. Then she will now start. Over the years and over the months, I've noticed that your love for me seems to be deteriorating.
Yeah, so dramatic.
But anyways, yeah. I think for me, that was just one of the times where I wasn't sure, like, are we going to really do this thing?
Why does this?
And when she has seasons like that, she kind of dissociates herself from the friendship. And then you're like having to like search after. It's like she wants you to pant after her. Like, say Jesus. When is not Jesus? She wants you to like search, right? But you taught me how to
do that for all my friends.
It taught me how to be intentional. I used to say that there's nothing that prepared me for marriage more than this friendship. Prepared me more for marriage.
I did a good job. Your husband should thank me.
He should.
That's why he loves me. That's part of why he loves me.
It should. But yes, I think that was one of the reasons why I wasn't sure at some point. But yeah, we've worked through it.
Glory. All right. So one more serious question before I ask like funny questions. So this last year, 2023, we had two major things that happened in our lives. And I wanted to discuss how it may have altered our friendship and how we are navigating it. So I started med school last year at Rush University, and she got married. Everybody give us a hand. She's a married woman. So I think when I started med school, I started online in January, then I had to take a break over the summer, and then I went into Barbados in September. And so med school is demanding, obviously. In the first 1 month of the year when I was in med school online, it was still demanding, and she was planning her wedding. And I remember feeling, I used to feel bad because I was a maid of honor, but I couldn't, I couldn't enough. Like, I would have to tell her, I'm like, you need to go. And Mama is a blessed girl. That wedding period, I nearly broke her head. As I guess all brides are, it takes a minute to make decisions. Mama takes an extra minute to make decisions. So I couldn't do with the, my time was very scarce. And so I would try to be like, schedule when we can talk about stuff, because I really didn't have the time. And I used to feel bad because I was like, I felt like I wasn't being a good enough friend or being doing my role properly. And I was happy that she had other people to help her, but I just felt bad about that. And I was worried that it might change, like, she thought that way about me. I don't think I even said this to you. I'm not sure if I did. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and then I worried that she felt that way about me, and it might affect, like, our friendship. And then when she gets married, you know, people talk about marriage. I was like, when she gets married, there's going to be a shift. As there should, because husband is our number one after Jesus Christ. Well, that's how it should be. Nobody's competing with it. But I think I had prepared my mind that we might not be as close anymore. And so I think I started preparing for that before it even happened, that I think it may have affected the friendship a little bit after it happened, where I was accused of behaving like a stranger. While me, I was being respectful of her new marriage. So I think that was a balance. That was something that we are still learning, but I think it took us a minute to figure out. Yeah. So I think for you, on your end, how would you say, so and her being married now for me anyway, after I realized, okay, like I've respected him enough, and luckily enough, her husband is my friend, so it makes my life easier actually just to be able to be close to her. And he has made it very clear that he's not keeping me from her. So it's very clear.
He gave all my friends that disclaimer.
He said, please, if we can carry her. He's very ever allowed that. So I think that, I don't know if this is something from the church, if it's something from culture in Nigeria, whatever it is. And maybe truly, and it, I think there is the level of giving respect for when someone gets married, where you give them their space. I think that we may not know where space becomes too much space, and where that person can become very lonely and feel like, oh, their friends have like deserted them. But the friends are like, oh no, this person has all that they need is their husband, which really is not Jesus. They cannot be all that you need. But I mean, this person, you might think this person has the most important person, and so you're just like, oh, I don't need to. And then of course I went to school and I didn't have time. Now I'm in a different country, different time zone, and I'm still doing medicine, so my time is even more scarce. So I, how we are navigating it, I will give it to her. I will give it to her more than me for that so far. She would call, like, yeah, she tries to call at least twice or thrice a week. And she really helped in terms of my mom being here. And that's another reason. Like she said, there are multiple reasons why I know this person, my friend. She'll show me love in many ways. Another thing that I know I really appreciate was when I was in school and really worried for my mom being here in a new land without me. She really is another daughter to her. And so I'm grateful for that. I think that that's something that has helped us in navigating our friendship with having married, having different responsibilities, and me being in medical in a different country, having different responsibilities, where we try to communicate. And I'm learning that, because for the longest time, our friendship was built so much on similarities, that now that there are more differences, I'm learning that it can still be as beautiful and as strong. And so, because when we are talking with each other, we, I cannot say that I know what you're going through, but I can empathize enough in certain things. I can offer my advice, or where I can't, I can pray. Regarding marriage or not regarding marriage, just life, the season that you're in. And I think that that's beautiful. I think that that's good. I think that it helps us to grow more. How do you think that marriage or medicine has affected our friendship?
I was going to say something funny, but it seems like it is serious.
Say so, funny, la.
No, I was just thinking about something to your previous question before, like when you were answering like the question about like Momsi being around and like how you stayed. And it actually made me, like, it triggered the memory, right, on, like, in our first year. When you asked that question of, like, why did I know that we'll be friends for a while? And it's not that I'm trying to form something, but, like, I was in a relationship prior to coming here to Canada. I don't know where else.
It's okay, it's okay. We don't finish this.
Looking for inside my teenagers, stay away. Anyways, I was in a relationship and this girl carried the matter on her head. And it wasn't just that relationship, it was like any matter around me. Like if a fly is perching around me, it's too much, right? Why is that fly there? What's he looking for? Like nothing. Like, and before then I was like, I've not seen an advocate like this, because for my relationship she would be advocating somebody. If she even just hears it, like she's passing somewhere, that, oh, this person is thinking about liking you, don't even like yet, you're thinking about liking my wife. Whether it's her business, it's not her business, they called her to the matter, they did not call her to the matter, she will go back, hello, hi, I heard that you're thinking about liking my friend. I just want to tell you that my friend is in a relationship. And it was anything regarding me. It was anything regarding me. Oh, did you know there was one time someone did something to me and she wasn't even in the country at all? And then she came back, I gisted her. She was like, she went to look for the person, or the person did something similar to her. She was like, is this what you did to my friend?
Oh, I remember.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Don't you know that she's my friend? And I was like,
context, because this doesn't look like I'm a mad person. The boy was sitting on her and gave this really bad, I don't know, whatever he was trying to do, line, and said some weird thing to her. Then moved to me. This is when I was out of the country, and then did the same thing to me. And I'm like, you don't even have shame. You don't have originality. It's weird and inappropriate. So yeah.
Yeah, and then the relationship we have prayed from health to school to reading exams and everything. And it's just lovely to see someone that you can grow in God with. But anyways, talking about like our seasons of friendship, I think for me last year, one, it was really hard because there are times where I'm not the most vocal person about like how I feel, except if you catch me in the moment of things. So if you, and then I was struggling a lot with anxiety. I was like down, like drenched down. So it's like the season where she said that she was she was going in and out of depression, and I was in school and I was just too busy to have even realized that anything was wrong with her, because even me, I'm coming from a lot. So it was like that for us last year. So this was 2020. When she was talking about hers, mine was 2023. I was completely out of things. And I felt like maybe if she wasn't in school, she probably would have realized that I was drowning. But I was drowning so much for different reasons. There were a lot of things changing. There wasn't even time to like slow down and stop, right? So it was just going. And she would be like too busy. And the few moments where we have scheduled together, there's now the contemplation. Should I talk about what is doing me? Should I talk about what needs to be done? Should I talk about the fact that I don't even have the motivation to do anything? I don't even have the capacity to even make a decision. So that really kind of like, and I think it was just general. I think I had this conversation with one of my friends, shout out, you know yourself, that it was just for a moment, I kind of,
I was going to say unprofessional
in a slick way, but it didn't work. Anyways, for a moment, I think I wanted other people to look at me and say that I was drowning. I didn't want to have to voice it out. I didn't want to be the one fighting to keep the relationship. I wanted somebody to fight on my behalf and see it. And I felt like I didn't get that. And I guess, I think I've said it is one of the issues that we have had over the years is like when to self-protect herself, when Dumebi feels like, oh, something is happening to our friendship, out of fear, she goes into like this shielding mode, like I need to protect myself, right? And it's like, it dissociates. Usually I would have enough energy to tell her, this is what you're doing in this moment, and try and fight it down and tell her, bring down these walls. You don't, like, these walls are not necessary. But in that moment, it was like, I don't have the capacity, the energy, the cement.
What?
To break down these walls or build them. It's like, if they are being built, so they are being built. So it was a thing of like, it actually really affected us. So there was that gap. And I also felt bad because I felt like I couldn't also be there for her, because she was navigating a lot in that season of starting med school. She wanted to be in school. She couldn't be in school. And there was just a lot of challenges that was going on personally for her in that season. And it was like, I think what we needed was to actually just stop and maybe like really talk about what was going on, and also to pray. But like there was no stopping for anyone. She was busy with school. I was busy with life, with planning, and trying to also navigate that, you know, life was changing into a new season, which was a bit interesting for me and for her as well. Boom. And then with her leaving, right? So this was the beginning of the year. Then my wedding happened in June, right? And she finished her semester in April. So from April, she tried to like be there from April to June. And we didn't have the time to really have that conversation. June, I got married. I moved out of the house. I was navigating life as a married woman. And we already had that gap already, right? From the beginning of the year. So going into marriage, she had fully entered into her shell.
I was respecting the institution.
She had become a turtle and just entered into the shell. And
what did she say?
Is it turtle or tortoise that used to enter?
Yeah, I didn't know the same thing. Let's not do my disgrace herself.
Anyways, whichever. she had entered into her shell, and so I remember feeling so kind of like alone in that season, right? Because I didn't feel like a place for me. So there's, I don't know if everyone that gets married experiences it, but there's a transitional period. In the former house, I lived there for 5 years. So that was home for me, and the people I stayed with was home. My, I love my husband, trust me. Obviously. And I've said it so many times to him that you're home to me. But moving into like the house, it didn't feel like home for me. Like it felt like I was in a strange place. I felt like kind of out of body experience. And I'll say like, so I didn't feel like I had a place. I didn't have a place with my friends because all of them had like were respecting the boundaries. And I didn't feel like I had a place here because I was still trying to adjust to this life and everything. And then I wanted to have this conversation with her. I wanted to tell her, like, oh, I need help. Come and help me. Come and let's do something together and everything. But she would also come to the house and be behaving like a stranger. I mean, like a total stranger. Like this kind, oh, what can I do? What can I eat? Where can I place this? I'm like,
First of all, she's not serious. She's not, let me tell you, she's not serious. Number one, she have said it is a new house that she's not used to. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to do in the house?
No, but still,
let,
like,
let me finish. That's number one. Number two, she's a married woman. They have a husband.
Okay, let me give a little bit of background. I think it's something I wanted to share. There's a popular person on the internet, right, that everyone knows. And I think I watched like series of her life from the internet, right, with her best friend. Like one person is married and the other best friend isn't. But I see how like, to be fair, I don't know them on a personal basis. I don't know how they have navigated it. And their friendship has definitely been for a longer period. So I respect their friendship. But I think personally I'd seen that, you know, other people could do this thing. Right. So I used to watch them a lot and I've seen like videos. So I think maybe I don't know like the beginning stage of when they got married, if they had similar challenges. Right. So I can't really speak to that. But I'd seen how they navigated like their own friendship, despite the fact that one person was married and it didn't seem to like affect them a lot. So I think I also carried that mentality that when I get married, so like life continues, like we're still cool, we're still friends, we're still like good and everything. Like we shouldn't act like strangers. And I think I wasn't prepared for how like I've heard of it, I've seen it, or I've been told about it, but I wasn't prepared for that reality of like, oh, I'm distancing myself to like respecting that. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of really hard and all. But I'm grateful for like our friends. I'm grateful for, to be honest, this part should be cut. Yeah, because it's not every part in this podcast that goes out, right? Eh? Anyways, but like, there's a friend of mine that tried her best to make sure that, you know, everybody wasn't just leaving you.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I really appreciate. Yeah. True.
Oh.
Like, even after, like, you left to school, I don't know what I would have really done because you were busy with school. But she was like, call me, check up on me. Are you okay? Are you this? Just call me random times. You just, which I really appreciate. May God bless her.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, you going to school.
Uh-huh.
When you went to school, I think for me, I knew that you would be busy because mm-hmm. for the longest time I was on the path of medicine, mm-hmm. right? So I to some extent, you can't know it as much as somebody who is in it, right? But because I've prepped for that life for so long, I knew that, you know, it was going to be busy. And because she also spent one semester at home, and I saw how busy it was, not because like she didn't want to just not be there, I saw her schedule. I knew that she was really busy, and I knew that even being in school, it was going to be more intensive, right? So I knew that it was going to be busy. So I think for me, I didn't really expect anything more, like anything less that you were going to be busy. But I think at some point I did feel like I was the one that was like pushing for it, like for the relationship, like and all. And I didn't feel like she was putting as much effort, right? And even one time, before she left, I tried to do a send-off party because she likes cute things. She likes to be surprised. Then she came and she wasn't surprised. And I wanted to beat her.
Oh my God. Some people spot it.
I wanted to be the person that
I was surprised, but I was still very touched.
But anyways, that's just a petty thing. But it was just like, oh, okay. And I think it was just the fact that I wasn't also sure if it was a thing or she was tired. She didn't really, I knew she cared about, like she appreciated it, but I also felt like there was a gap that was created. Now, how are we navigating it? Talk, communication. Communication heals things and time. We've navigated it by like, okay, I think I told her recently, like even on our trip, that I feel like there's a gap and we can trace it back to this period,
mm-hmm.
and there's a gap, and we're like, okay, we identified certain things, we spoke about the gap. And aside that, I would say that there's a key issue from something that happened last year,
mm-hmm.
or last 2 years, up until last year, that has caused a wedge. That issue cannot be discussed, unfortunately, on the internet. So, toodles. But there's a key issue combined with all of this administrative burdens we were having.
I can't.
We were also having this key issue,
uh-huh.
that was causing a big rift between our friendship,
mm-hmm.
and it was like we weren't sure that we were going to be able to navigate through it. And I was just like, you know what, at some point I think I just said that I don't know if we'll navigate through it, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
but I just pray that God gives you the wisdom that you need to, mm-hmm. like see like my heart regarding this issue, and God gives you like the wisdom we both need to navigate this. And that was where I ended it. And God did his job, right? I think we're still kind of navigating through that, to be honest. He's big, he's huge.
It's so dramatic.
But at the same time, we're also navigating through like communicating better, being intentional about scheduling time, knowing that if we need to, like, a phone call, a time together, like at least that is regular, to kind of just build, you know, the Bible says that the later will be better than the former, to build not just what we had before to build even beyond that, because in life, change is what is consistent, but it's just navigating through that season of change. We had proximity as a privilege and as an advantage to us before in our friendship, and we were in like the same season, we're even doing like similar classes. So that proximity, that similarity caused us to like stick together. And now, like, even in now, in like in this season where we find ourselves in like different things, the reason I'm not doing medicine, I kind of got interested in something else health related. So not being on the same path anymore, so doing two different paths, being in different season, being married, being in med school, right, and navigating through all those seasons, all those differences. What is keeping us? God, that's what is keeping us, and trying to be intentional. So
glory, yeah, that's it. I told her we're just in different seasons and we're just navigating, like being friends in that different season, and that we love each other enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to ask you light questions, because it's been very deep,
very very.
So for these questions, mm-hmm. you're going to answer them about me.
Okay.
And then I'll give you, and then I pick a number.
Okay.
And then I'll answer about you.
Oh, okay.
So pick a question between 1 and 20.
16.
Okay. This question is foolish. It does not apply to me. Which fashion decision was my biggest mistake? That doesn't apply to me. I don't make fashion decisions. If you can think about outfits, I guess that was my worst outfit. I don't know. That doesn't apply
you,
to me.
Yeah, you just wear like dresses.
I just wear clothes.
So,
yeah. So, let's pick another number.
8.
If I could master one skill, what would it be?
Public speaking.
Yes.
Not as much anymore, but like I feel like you can build it and master it if you could. But talking about skill. I don't know if it's a skill. Making chapma.
No, that's nice.
So again, it's like makes the favorite. My
no,
favorite.
So if
chapma.
I could master one skill, I think the question means like if there was one skill I wanted to master.
Oh, if there was one skill you wanted to master. That's a career. I can think of a career you want to master,
that's a career.
If there was one skill you wanted to master, like that you already have or that you don't have.
Yeah, I have. Let's see.
That you have. Cooking.
No. Cooking is cooking.
Cooking is cooking. Yeah. I'm trying to think about something that you
actually,
have.
That's not true. Let me not say that. There are people that do it very well. I do it decently.
Wait, give me a minute. It seems to look like jam question.
Cooking.
I'm thinking through all your skills, like podcasting, but that's public speaking.
It's kind of public speaking. So that's why I said the other one would be writing.
Yeah, writing. Yeah. How did I miss that?
I know for you.
Yeah, writing. Right. But like, I say public speaking too, though.
Yeah. So I pick. You tell me to pick.
But you know all the questions.
I don't exactly.
Oh, okay.
Just
pick a number from 1 to 20, a size 8 and 16.
7.
7. What's the funniest memory you have of two of us?
What's the funniest memory? Wow. Oh, good. Funniest. Oh! But this wasn't just two of us. It's two of us. I think it was the winter that we came back from Kamloops, that we were stuck on the mountain because of snow. So what happened was that was 20. I came here 2015. So I was 2016, I think.
16 or 17, one of them.
I think it's 16. 2016, December, we both didn't go to Nigeria. So we both had family in Kamloops. So we went together to Kamloops and we came back together on the 31st. I think we came back on the 31st because we wanted to go for crossover service at our
church.
So now we came to school and then we wanted to go at whatever, 9 o'clock. And we said there are no buses coming to. We stayed on SFU campus on the mountain. We said no buses are coming to SFU.
Oh, God.
And then call Uber. No, there was no Uber then. Call a taxi. Cars weren't coming to. So we're like, are we going to not enter the new year
in church?
It could have been. Looking back now, it's not at it. But we could have fathomed it. So we're like, a friend of ours who was on campus then too was like, oh, there was one bus running and the bus used to go to Brad. So and Brad is not, we're trying to get to New West, not the same area. But she's like, oh, we can take that bus, come down somewhere, and then take another bus. So we took it now, came down, and then the place we were supposed to take another bus, the bus not show up. We were now walking in the snow. I think we fell down. And the person that I was dating then called me and was like, not having it. Like, why was I not? Because we got to church like right before 12. Something that we left probably like nine. And my voicemail then was really annoying. So I think it was like something where you think you're talking to me and then I say psych. And then you realize, so he called me.
Oh, God.
He wanted to break my head. And it was hilarious because we just ended up getting to church so late at looking like homeless people covered in snow. They had to go back to school. There were no buses. So we had to go to this person. The person was in his house. I think a number of us went to his house.
Yeah.
I had to sleep there till like early in the morning and then start going to school. Yeah, that's kind of a funny story
that I can remember right now.
One close to that for me is probably, I don't even remember. Were you in school? I think so.
Was I in school? Okay, I thought you were trying to see if I was in the memory.
No. When the first time the first time, because in Vancouver we didn't used to have snow, right? So the first time the snow fell, just snow used to fall, no.
Yes.
The first time snow fell and everything, right? We wore like our gloves, and some of my other friends then maybe decided that we should make snow angels. So we all got down the floor and then we started making snow angels. And then we had to run back inside. And then maybe had this dance that she used to make us do. It's called
Macarena.
So she make us do it whenever there is, I don't know, an exciting moment.
I remember that. I have a video of us doing that.
Yeah, so.
All right. Then I guess I should answer for you then. Since you answered for me, what skill you would master? Let me think. Is that a Sukash River? Baking? I think baking. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is there any other one you can think of?
There's one in my head, but I don't think it's mastering because I've not even started.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I feel like I want to. Is it a skill? But anyways, money, like financial planning.
That's something that we all need to know. We need to 2025 and beyond.
And be able to teach it. Like, yeah, it's something I've always been interested in.
I'm a student rental for the next couple of years.
Rental properties.
I need my friends and family to make money so that you can take care of me.
So that she stole us this thing for like 2 years.
Because I will take care of them.
Well, me, I'm trying to do it so that because I have one vacation fully paid on our account when she start making that money.
Yeah, she does. So
with my kids. So you can imagine. Is it easy to be a rich auntie? No.
All right. Next number. This is our last question.
Okay. Last question. Let me see. Is that
1 to 20? I guess.
1 to 20. Let's do 10.
Hello. If I found a magic lamp and got 3 wishes, what would I wish for?
Let me tell you. Money.
Yeah. Who needs to be paid?
First of all, money for an entire tuition fee. Straight up. 2, I would say there's something she needs direction.
Relationship.
I won't say direction, but she does need some extra God hand inside. I'd say that. Then 3, it would be something to do with her mom.
Yeah, it'd probably be like my parents getting their status here. Their proper status here. So yeah. That's it. Actually, at this point in time, that's what my three wishes would be. What would my three wishes would be? One, I think, would also be money. I don't know if that would be your top one. but I think it might be there. Direction of career, like knowing this is your career and going into it and going how to go into it directly, like no confusion, no should I, should I not? I think that's
one. Probably one.
That one, yeah, that's definitely one. And let me see. I'm trying to see if it would be house or something for you and Emmanuel. Or just Emmanuel. I don't know anything Emmanuel specifically needs at this point in time. I'm not sure that. So, because that's what else I would think. Oh, it'd have to be something for both of you.
I'd say the career one, you probably were top notch on it.
Yeah, I know. That I'm very sure.
The house might be like three. That's our name, right? Like, okay. Him like Emmanuel will probably give you the specifications and then I'll see if it's something I approve.
Love that energy.
Because then maybe the second one, something I've really been battling with is like consistency, right, in my faith, and something I would have probably praying about, and I would have, if there was a way that I could wish it for it to happen. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I thought of that. That's something while we're struggling. That makes sense. I think that should be our last question.
You can ask
me one more question.
Who asked right now?
I did.
So am I meant to ask you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell me what number from 1 to 20.
Let's do 15.
15. Am I easy to, or hard to love?
LOL. Are you easy or hard to love?
Yeah.
Interesting question. I don't think you're hard to love. I think you're easy to love. I think
you're contemplating.
No, let me finish. Mara is easy to love. To love her is easy. To work with her depends on what you're working towards. But Maya is definitely easy to love. You know the truth. Depending on how much decision making is required in the process.
I'm a work in progress.
Exactly.
Oh yes, if there's a skill I can master, it'll be decision making. Oh God, it's a prayer point. But anyways,
Maya is definitely easy to love.
Yeah,
my heart is love. And you, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, my heart is your heart to love.
Maybe it's complicated. You know how these carbohydrates digest to sugar? Then there is complex carbohydrates, which is slow to digest.
Wow.
No, it means that she's tender. You require an additional level of intentionality. Which is good.
I'm fine with
right?
that.
It's good. You know your value. You know your worth. A queen and more. Stop. And she wants nothing less.
Yeah.
Friends, relationship, nothing.
Yeah.
Full stop.
I give the energy back.
And so. She gives the energy back. That's true. So she's just a complex lover. She's not hard to love. She's just a complex lover.
Not what?
But then she's like super friendly. So for a surface level of friendship, like it's quite easy, right? You can easily get into that with her. For a level of friendship that requires like the next stage, you need understanding. So yeah,
I'm okay with that. That's all right.
And patience, to be honest. I feel like if you're patient enough to really know her, there's no way you won't love her, right? Like if you're patient to understand her and to know how you love her. But like, she just needs to be watered.
Tell me to flower. This is serious.
Yeah,
I'm sweet. So, anyways, that's all. That's all I have for us today. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this.
I love you.
I love you too. Do you have any final words for listeners before I give them the closing verse?
Friendship requires a lot of time, a lot of watering, and a lot of prayer, to be honest. Like, pray for your friends. You never know what they're going through. And sometimes it's so easy for us to like get isolated in our own feelings and to just feel like, oh, I'm the only one going through this stuff at this moment. But like some of the things we shared, when she shared about like 2020, when I shared about 2023, you never really know what the other person is going through. So if you can squeeze in that person's name that you feel like is going to stand, and just say a word of prayer for them. They might just be needing it more than you can think or imagine in this moment. So yeah, that's my extra words to say. And I am grateful to God for this friendship.
Glory. She said that all that needs to be said regarding that. So I'm going to give us the closing verse. And it's taken from Proverbs 18, verse 20, no, 24. It says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Myla is the definition of the latter.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's all. Till next time, stay safe and stay blessed. Adios, amigos.
I was going to add to it, but I was like, I don't even know what to say.
You don't listen. I don't listen to my podcast.
I've not.
I always say adios, amigos, at the end.
No, I know adios, amigos, but I was going to join to say stay blessed, stay safe, but I wasn't sure which one comes first.
Yeah, try it again.
I was going to say stay tuned. Okay, stay safe and stay blessed. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Till next time,
stay safe and stay blessed.
Me's capital letter B comes before S.
Okay, stay blessed and stay safe.
Good.
All right, till next time,
stay blessed and stay safe.
Adios, amigos.